This is from Emma.
Thanks, Carl. Asian stocks rebounded today with the Nikkei in Tokyo up almost 2% as fears abated that Cyprus could plunge Europe back into crisis. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index rose by 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite Index was 0.3% higher. Cypriot authorities today rushed to renegotiate the terms of a 10 billion euro bailout by moving to scrap its controversial levy on small account holders and instead take more from bigger depositors and businesses. We're joined now by Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment Management in London. Justin, no contagion in the markets, but what knock-on effects could there be from this elsewhere?
Well, it's a question of confidence, isn't it? Because although it didn't actually affect the guarantee that people have got for their deposits for anything under up to 100 euro, 100,000 euro in your accounts, what it does mean, of course, is that actually people perceive that their accounts are at risk. So are they creating a precedent here? And it creates a lack of confidence in banks, and particularly those banks closest to Cyprus, and particularly, I suspect, those in Greece.
Largely, who are the depositors in Cyprus?
Well, obviously, you've got the local people there. You've also got the expatriate communities, significant expatriate lot. Then, of course, you've got, which has been growing significantly over the years, is all the Russian investment that's been going on. This is an old story. It was known as the Moscow pipeline, of a form of tax evasion, avoidance, any way you like to put it. And so, therefore, they have been very influential indeed. And this is why the Russians, we've heard from Premier Putin already, how annoyed they are. They see this as an attack on them as much as anything else.
Now, does this, as today's Lex column in the Financial Times suggests, rattle the pillars of modern banking?
Well, it certainly does show that what you can have is government action to actually put taxation on people's accounts without actually any warning at all. But, of course, they have to do it without warning, otherwise there would be a run on the bank. But the law of unintended consequences here is to further, as they say, rattle, but shake the confidence that people have in banks and the regulation of those banks. Where is it safe to keep your money? As I say, I don't think it affects us in Ireland or the United Kingdom, but certainly you can see in the likes of Greece why they would be very concerned.
But how realistic are fears that this could be repeated elsewhere, that depositors contributing to a programme?
Well, it's actually, you create that precedent, it certainly would occur again in another circumstance. But Cyprus is a very odd country in comparison. After all, it's a divided nation, as we know. It's only 0.2 of the entire Eurozone compared to Greece, which is just 2. So it's very minor, but it has this disproportionate impact because of the size of its bloated banking system and, of course, the level of money laundering and corruption that we've seen there.
How did it get so bloated?
Because people ignored it. We've seen this happening for years. In my trips over to Nicosia, you can see the influence we've had there with banks and extremely dodgy deals being done on hotels and things like that with fatuous valuations. And we saw some of the actions being taken by disgruntled investors, even involving some bomb attacks some years back. But we all cared to ignore it and think of the sun and the sand, and after all, they're Greek just about, so let them come in irrespective of the quality of their banking business that was there.
Now, with the banks closed for the next couple of days, can transfers still be blocked?
They can still be blocked, and so very little, I suspect, will be coming out. This is why the Russians are so angry. They were expected to have been included in some of these discussions at all. But, of course, this is an internal Eurozone issue. But the Russians would say we are significant participants, and, of course, a lot of their deposits, well, 100,000 is a mere peppercorn as far as they're concerned. So a lot of this will affect them much, much more. They've already got a loan offer out to, they've got a loan already to Cyprus, and they've offered alternatives. And even Gazprom said they would actually cover all the debts if they could have all the gas rights to Cyprus. I'm not sure that's a very wise deal.
Okay, Justin Urquhart-Stewart, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Elsewhere to results there from this morning from UTV Media for the year 2012. It reports pre-tax profits of £21 million, down from £23.3 million in 2011. The media group owns 9 Irish radio stations, including LMFM and FM 104. And a statement this morning says that TV and radio revenues were hit by difficult economic conditions in Ireland. And on advertising, the statement says that the positive effect of the Euro 2012 football tournament in the first 6 months was replaced by a lacklustre performance around the Olympics in the second half of the year. And generally, it says a stronger advertising market in the first half of last year softened in the second 6 months. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.29 and 85.7 pence sterling.